Carrie Austin is a Chicago alderman, and as she puts it, she's constantly dealing with problems unique to Chicago. But she is convinced she's got one problem that a lot of other cities face. That is, what to do with vacant industrial land. She's got 200 acres of it in her neighborhood.
The environmental issues that had been left from the company left us with such devastation without any regards to human life. And that has been our fight all of these years.
Austin says even with some cleanup in recent years, it's been tough getting someone to come in with some work and some jobs.
We've talked to FedEx. We've talked to Kinko's and many other different corporate offices, even to Walmart, bringing some of their distribution to such a large acreage of land, but to no avail, you know.
Austin says there's a portion of this land that she's not so worried about now. The energy company, Exelon, is putting up solar panels on about 40 acres. And for the first time in a long time, there's the sound of new construction there.
The site's been vacant for about 30 years.
This is Tom O'Neill. He develops new businesses for Exelon. We're walking along a padded down field of soil where there used to be factory walls, machines, and concrete floors.
What's changed is that you don't see the brush and the shrubbery and there's a building that used to be here. And the whole site is now graded, and you can see signs of the construction where the foundations are going in for the solar panels. So it's changed quite a bit.
This is a transformation a lot of cities would envy. But I'm kind of curious why Exelon is doing this in Chicago and whether it will repeat it in other cities. On the first question, O'Neill says Exelon is putting up the panels because it's got a plan to cut its own carbon emissions.
This project here will displace 30 million pounds of greenhouse gases per year. So it is a part of our low carbon initiative.
The Chicago Solar Project qualifies for federal loan guarantees and tax credits. But even with that, it's not clear Exelon will make a profit. So the question is, will Exelon repeat this? O'Neill says he's hopeful.
It is a demonstration project to show what can be done. With its success will come other successes.
To get an industry-wide view of whether other cities might get urban solar farms, I talk with Nathaniel Bullard. He analyzes solar power markets for New Energy Finance. That's a consulting firm. Bullard says cities are eager to reuse land that can be an eyesore or even cost the city money to maintain. For example, some southwestern cities have old landfills, and they're planning to put solar farms on top.
And we've actually seen those go much larger than what's on the books right now for Exelon.
Bullard says companies are taking a closer look at solar power because states are mandating that utilities buy at least some. And the U.S. Congress changed some tax laws recently. Exelon is taking advantage of that.
First thing to note, actually, with the Exelon project is that it is Exelon itself which is going to own this project. If this was a year ago, they would be purchasing the electricity on contract. Now, with this change in policy, the investor-owned utility is allowed to actually own the asset itself and take advantage of the tax benefits.
Bullard says we are likely to see more urban solar projects like Chicago's if the technology gets cheaper and government incentives stay in place. Bullard has this joke about solar power that he swears is true. He says in the solar industry, the strongest light does not come from sunshine. It comes from government policy. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.